All right, Jim Taylor at the fall open meeting of the Mercer County Historical Society and the featured speaker at the Esley Noble Museum. And the topic was One Room Schools, Roger Burkhead, former regional superintendent. Tell us first up about your interest in this subject, one room schools.
Well, as I explained, I went to a one-room grade school all 8 years, and it's just a heartfelt deal, I guess, remembering the good times. And also, as I went into education for a career, I realized the work and all the effort that the teachers had to put through teaching all 8 grades and the many different subjects and putting on Christmas plays and things like that.
Well, and if my granddad tells me that he walked 3 miles to school, I now know he was lying to me. So can you kind of elaborate and explain how the distance was set up? If your granddad tells you he walked 2 miles one way to school back in the day, you can believe him. So kind of explain how the system was set up then.
Well, in the Northwest Ordinance, when it was came out, it platted all the counties into sections that were 6 miles by 6 miles, and that established then the room for basically 9 school districts in that township. And that meant they were about every 2 miles. Of course, lines like the Mississippi River would chop through sometimes, and they weren't always square. But, yes, I walked 2 miles, and you know it was uphill both directions.
Well, and then the other thing that was interesting that you indicated, the direction of how the schools were constructed. Can you explain why that was?
Yes, they usually tried to construct them north and south because the windows were on the east side and west side. So the sun would shine in and provide more light inside for the kids to study from and be able to read. Except.
Yeah. Well, and then kind of the following the years of one-room schools, at least locally in Mercer County, you talk about 1835 to, what, the 1960s was kind of the last one that operated in Mercer County. The height was, what, around the 1860s or something like that?
Well, there were still a lot of... the schools were actually pretty much in place into the 20s. 1920s, and then the consolidations really exploded. And during the 20s and 30s, the Depression time, there was quite a bit of consolidation. And also immediately following World War II in the late 40s, early 50s was the final thrust at closing the grade schools.
Yeah, and I think 1960s was the last for Mercer County. And then surprisingly, I didn't realize the last one-room school operated in Illinois until 1991.
In West Chicago, yes.
Amazing.
That surprised me too.
Well, and then just kind of the reaction that you received today from a lot of these people that attended this presentation. I think 60% of the audience attended one-room school. So this nostalgia thing has to really hit close to home. But kids today really wouldn't understand what one-room schooling was all about.
That's true. And, you know, we're always victims of time and the conditions in the world during the time that we attend school and also do our career. And that's what dictates how the schools are established, and not only the schools, but other things. We see it all the time now in business. The companies that are now consolidating or closing down departments and automating it completely. It's a big change in the future, too.
Well, and your one-room schooling really hit close to home to you because where you now live at is really significant. So can you the one-room school portion of it, can you kind of explain that to our listening audience?
Well, where I attended school, the one-room country grade school was named Fairview, and it was located just about halfway between Viola and New Windsor, right along Route 17. It so happens our farm was around it. It had been leased off of our farm, and then when they closed it, we bought it back, and for a few years it became a granary, and of course then it deteriorated pretty rapidly, and they had the New Windsor Fire Department come out one day and have a training burning session, and that was the end of the school. But then my wife and I decided to build a house out there, and the foundation or portion of our house that is a garage is right on where the old grade school was. So I went, started school, tried to learn something there, went to college, etc., and now I'm back trying to learn something at the same site.
And it's named what?
Named Fairview Acres.
All right. So at the height of, I was going to explain, so at the height of one-room schools in Mercer County, 135 some odd, right? Somewhere around there.
Oh, 124.
124. Oh, so putting that in perspective, when I count school buildings today, okay, Mercer County, I think, has five of them. Let's see, there'd be Matherville, Winola, and Sherrard are in Mercer County, Sherrard grade. So that's three. That's eight. And then I think one of the United School District buildings is in Alexis, so that's nine.
But the one in Alexis is in Warren County.
Okay, that is in Warren County. So there'd be only eight. So there's eight school buildings now. There was 124 school buildings at the height. Can you put that in perspective, I guess?
Well, wow.
My, how times have changed.
Yes. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.